here comes another, Noah name yet. And if you have a name for it, just send it in. Here it goes. This one has three stories in it. Once upon a time, there lived a castle that was enchanted with horridness. First, all the crops died. The royal guards tried planting it again, but every time they tried, the hole just grew smaller. And then the kingdom filled with leaves, so no one could even see where they were going. So, the royal guards tried raking, but every time they started to rake, an even bigger a tree would grow and make even more leaves drop. And then there also was this. The ground was covered in rocks, so even if they could put the seeds in the holes, they wouldn't be able to dig past that rock. So it came to the little house of a boy named Sneakers. So he set off to try to find the problem. No one else could have even made a dent to that rock, or even if they had tried for 40 years, they couldn't get one seed in there, or any leaves raked without more leaves falling. So, first, Sneakers was walking and walking and walking and walking and walking until he found a shovel. The shovel said, "Pick me up!" So he picked the shovel up and kept walking and walking and walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. And then he saw a rake. And the rake said, "Pick me up!" So he picked the rake up. But by the way, these were very tiny. And he kept walking and 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 walking until he found a bag of seeds. The bag of seeds said, "Pick me up!" which was also tiny, and so he picked it up and kept walking and walking and walking until it got to the castle. And now it's time for a quick break. Have you seen the other podcasts on our website? Check them out. Now back to the story. When he got to the castle, the king welcomed him and said, "Everyone else has not been able to do this, but I guess we can still have one more chance." So he dug and dug and dug and dug on the rocks, and they broke. And then he dug and dug and dug and dug in the soil, and then he put seeds in the soil, and he put his magic seeds in the soil, which were the tiny seeds he found, and then they stayed and grew plants. And then he raked and raked and raked and raked with his tiny magical shovel, and it stayed raked. The end! Wait, didn't I say this was a triple? Oh yeah, I did. Let's go for the second. The second one is why the sky is blue. Once upon a time, there was a poor person, a poor boy, and he had a mean friend. So then he went on a little journey just to see if he could find anything. And he did. He found a magical bowl. And then he said, magical bowl. I wish there was lots of trees for shade. He didn't know it would work, but it did. Then there was lots of trees for shade. The magical bowl said, "When you want me to stop making trees, just say, 'Please stop.' Tell this to everyone you know. And when you want me to, and what, when you want, but only ask for what you need." So, then, the mean brother, well, the good brother was sleeping, the mean brother stole the bowl because he was wondering how, because he was just wondering what that bowl was doing on the good brother's counter. So he took it and left. He said, "I wish the sky was blue, because at that time the sky was red. I wish the sky was blue," he said. You don't need that," said the bowl. "Well, yes, I do. It's so dark when the sky is red." "No, it isn't," said the bowl. "Can you see?" said the mean brother. "No, I can't see, but I know it's not dark." "And you have to say stop when you want me to stop. A little part of the sky filled up with blue. And then it grew bluer and bluer and bluer and bluer and bluer and bluer and bluer." At this time, the boats they had rode in the sky, and the other brother was across the lake from the mean brother. So then it grew bluer and bluer and bluer, and then the bowl exploded, and so did the boat. So the mean brother dropped down into the water. Boom! Splash! But that isn't the end. Here comes another quick break. Do you know what's going to happen in the next story? Do you want to? Keep listening. Quick break over. So, how this story goes is, once upon a time, there was a mouse. A mouse who wanted to be bigger. So, the mouse told the king of the animals to make him bigger. The king of the animals said, "Why would I make you bigger? You can run faster than the other animals, and you're smaller than the other animals, and you are smart, and when you're smaller than the other animals, you can go into your hole and other animals cannot." But the mouse said, "I still want to be big. If you want to be big, I still want to be big," said the mouse. "If you want to be big," said the king of the animals, you have to get a fox's whisker and an owl's feather." "Well, okay," said the mouse, not forgetting that those were two animals that like to gobble him up like a turkey. So, he went off on his journey, and he found Fox, and he quietly jumped up onto Fox's head and pulled out a whisker. Fox said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And Mouse scampered off into his hole.
"I'm safe," said Mouse,
as Fox's paw lunged in but couldn't reach Mouse. And then She jumped out again once Fox was gone, and she took a ride on her best friend Bird up to the sky where Owl was. And then she jumped off Bird onto Owl and plucked off a feather and jumped down into her hole. Owl flew in into her hole, but she dug up from the hole, and then she dug, and then she filled in the hole, so Owl was stuck in the hole. So then she brought those things back to, so then he brought those things back to, the king of the animals, and the king of the animals said, okay, I'll make you big, and she dug a hole, so then if any other predators came, she could jump into her hole, and then she was big! And at that time, rabbit's ears were tiny before, mouse's tail was very, very small, like a koala tail, or a bear tail. Okay, so then, everything about her was bigger. Now she was about as big as a rabbit. So she was just about to hop into her hole when she heard roar and squawk. Fox had undug Owl, and they had both charged at Mouse. Mouse tried to hop back into his hole, but he couldn't fit. Help me! Help me! Squeaked Mouse. Help! Help! I'm stuck! Make me small! So the king of the animals made Mouse small again, but his tail stayed long. And that's how, to this day, mice have small, tiny feet.